Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hey, I'm Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, April 28, 1871, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter newspaper published a rather interesting letter. In it, the writer made reference to previous comments offered up by one of the newspaper's correspondents, called simply K by the letter writer, about the state of the gravestones in the cemetery of St. Paul's Anglican Church. The church, built by Bishop Coleridge in 1830, was destroyed by the Great Hurricane of 1831 and subsequently rebuilt, acting, according to Henry Fraser, as a garrison chapel for the use of the troops stationed in Barbados at the time. Apparently, in the 1870s, they fell into a state of disrepair, provoking a stern letter. The commentator spoke of disorder prevailing in the church's burial ground and berated the curate for what they saw as a display of minimal respect on his part for the memory of the deceased after his performance of service over their graves. But these were just two of a litany of scathing complaints the writer had in relation to what they described as a, quote, unhappy chapel and district, unquote. The writer drew attention to untenanted and unoccupied seat, the shabby appearance of the chapel, a bankrupt treasury, the unpaid organist and servants, the dilapidated chapelry and schoolhouse, abandoned weekday services and Sabbath school teachings meetings, as well as the fragments of a large Sunday school, which the writer said was kept together by a few faithful, quote, spirits of the old stock who labored on in hope of better days, unquote. As if that was not enough, the writer lambasted the curate for a languishing, financially troubled daily meal society, disorganized friendly societies, and infrequent visits being paid to the sick and ignorant. For the writer, these conditions, along with the badly used grave marks, which, according to them, did double duty as cow stakes, were the result of 20 years of blight and decay, which occurred under a lethargic and incompetent curate. The writer ended their missive with an unfavorable comparison between the current church administration and previous ones, speaking of sterility and disorder permeating every department of the church, and signed off as a voice from the grave.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.